17 minutes away from 4 o'clock, opening hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. He's Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bulbarch. Today, you've got us until 6:30. Cavaliers take center stage tonight. They're playing for the first time in 5 days. They're on the road taking on the Detroit Pistons. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock. They'll get started. Cavaliers don't have consecutive days off again until the end of the calendar year. Won't be until December 30th and 31st that they have back-to-back days off again. But they just had 5 straight days off, so we shall see how rested and ready they are when they take on the Pistons a little bit later on tonight. Well, I'll tell you a team that's been red hot, Matt Douglas's Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, playing great hockey right now. They had that game against the Florida Panthers the other night. They scored 7 goals. Big win over the weekend against the Carolina Hurricanes, leading the Metro Division. Good stuff.
Well, we're going to talk some more Blue Jackets hockey with Ryan Mitchell with the Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network. Ryan, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
So far, so good. Not nearly as good as those Blue Jackets. Holy cow. Leading the Metropolitan Division, as Matt just mentioned. Big win on Saturday. What's going right for the Jackets? It sounds like a little bit of everything.
Well, it is a little bit of everything, and the power play all of a sudden has been very good. 6 goals, I believe, on the power play in their last 7 games. Sergei Bobrovsky is back to being Sergei Bobrovsky, and really guys have been stepping up while some of the big names have been out. I mentioned Bobrovsky. He and Artemi Panarin both missed a game not long back, and the Blue Jackets were able to win that one. And then Nick Foligno was out against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Jackets stepped up in the absence of their captain, and everybody just kind of pulled the rope in the same direction. Josh Anderson has really been a force recently, so it seems like they're playing the type of hockey and having the kind of success that they hoped this team would resemble coming out of training camp. And it didn't happen early. And you guys know the way professional sports goes, it could fall apart tonight. But hopefully they're going to keep riding this wave as long as it'll go.
You mentioned tonight's game against Toronto. We'll get to that in just a second. But looking back at those wins, I mean, you had the 2 against Dallas, that game against Florida where you had 7 different goal scorers, and then Cam Atkinson with the hat trick against Carolina. Is there anything in that kind of sticks out to you? Is maybe a turning point of this team kind of getting back on track to this point?
Well, one of the things that's happening is they've been playing some teams that they're becoming familiar with. They played Dallas 2 games in a 4-game span. There was a fight in that one with Jamie Benn and Josh Anderson going at it. That was a heavyweight battle that seemed to kind of spark things a little bit. That seemed to be, I don't want to say it was the catalyst for, but it was a symptom of more physical play. And the Jackets have been winning those kinds of battles. And I don't know if that's one of the things that has gotten them going. Just the fact that they are playing more physically, you know, I said Foligno was out, but the line with Foligno and Boone Jenner and Josh Anderson has really been heavy, heavy against opponents. And I think that has kind of sparked the charge a little bit. Artemi Panarin went through a bit of a dry spell that led up to kind of him being sick. He had 3 assists in the game the other night when Atkinson had the hat trick. I don't know if you can point to that maybe, but it has been a difference. The team has been playing with a lot more energy. They have not looked lackadaisical as they did against some weaker opponents on home ice earlier in the year. So I think just maybe everybody upping their game a little bit and being more invested in the physical side of things is having a positive effect.
You had mentioned Bobrovsky earlier, too. I think I saw the other day in the last 4 games, he hasn't given up more than a goal in those 4 games. Is it confidence kind of building in the team with him playing that way, or has he kind of gone the other way and gotten that confidence from the guys out there on the ice? Have you noticed?
I don't know. We've talked about this a little bit in the past. That game he came on in relief against Detroit seemed to be the turning point for him. Now, why that is, I'm not sure, but you know, he come into the season, he had the preseason press conference for media day when he basically said, I told the Jackets, my people and I told the Jackets what our plans are for the future. They know what that is. I'm not going to discuss it anymore. Was his head not right? Was he thinking about that and other things while preparing for a game? Sergei is so mentally in tune with his own body, what he's doing to prepare, that it seems strange that would have an effect on him. But maybe just getting thrown into a hockey game and having that reset of, okay, this is how I play. I just get out there and I play. My preparation gets me ready for the games, and then once the puck is dropped, I just let my natural abilities and my physicality take over. If that's what happened, good on him, because it has worked each of his last four games, exactly one goal allowed, no more, no less. And if he doesn't pitch a shutout for the rest of the year but only gives up one goal in every contest, I think he'll take that.
We kind of alluded to it. Speaking with Ryan Mitchell, Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network, they've got Toronto tonight, then they get Toronto again on Friday, and then Pittsburgh on Saturday. I mean, as far as weeks go this early in the season, this seems like a pretty big one to kind of see where this team's at.
Well, certainly it is. The Maple Leafs are one of the top teams in the National Hockey League. They do not lead their own division, but that's only because the Tampa Bay Lightning are tied for the most points in the NHL with 29. Toronto's only one off the pace. And they can beat you in a lot of different ways. They get scoring all over the place, including from the blue line. So you can't really just sit on one thing when you're talking about Toronto. You've got to battle them a couple of different ways. And now the Blue Jackets have to battle in a couple of different ways in pretty short order. So they're going to have to figure that out. Morgan Rielly leads all defensemen in the National Hockey League with 9 goals and 25 points, and he's second on the team. Mitch Marner's really had a big season. They added John Tavares over the offseason. That was the plum of the free agent class. Auston Matthews, by the way, is way down at only 16 points. So when you've got a guy like Auston Matthews, who's your fourth leading scorer, that means you have a very dangerous team. Frederik Andersen has been very good in net. He's got a 208 goals against average, a 934 save percentage. So they do a lot of things well. They're having a lot of success early in the season. And, oh, yeah, they don't even have William Nylander on the team. So they're dangerous.
Again, we're talking with Ryan Mitchell with the Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And boy, we last spoke about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And at the time, the conversation was a heck of a lot different. Now, all of a sudden, things have changed a bit, and obviously for the better. If you were to pinpoint two or three things specifically that have really taken a turn for the better since our last conversation, what would they be?
Well, certainly the power play. Having a lot of success. And I guess maybe the emergence of Cam Atkinson. He's on a four-game goal streak. That's the most in his career. He had the hat trick the other day. That was his fifth career hat trick. That ties for the most all-time in Jackets history with Rick Nash. So I think if there are two things, I would say the success on the power play and the fact that Cam Atkinson has really gotten hot, that's been a big part of this seven-game point streak.
And you mentioned the power play. I think last time we spoke also, we had talked about how the special teams had really been lacking, and that wasn't necessarily just a product of this year. That was something that really had plagued them last year as well. I mean, did you notice anything specifically in the special teams that have really taken a turn for the better the last couple of weeks? Are there anything that Torts has mentioned specifically that he thinks has looked a heck of a lot better with his special teams over the last 10 days and change?
They've changed up the personnel a little bit. Maybe they've evened the units, the two power play units, stretched out the personnel a little bit. What we have also seen is Zach Werenski taken off the top pair. He's still on the power play because he's so dangerous there, but he's now skating actually on the third pair with Scott Harrington, and Ryan Murray's been moved up to the top pair with Seth Jones. So I think maybe just evening things out a little bit on the power play has helped. It's enabled them to play the style that they want, getting more pucks on nets, moving the puck a little bit more quickly. So, I mean, listen, in terms of where guys are on the ice, I don't know that they're doing things all that much differently, but they certainly are having better results.
Ryan, going back real quick to the two games coming up with Toronto here. Saw Auston Matthews has been out last 3 weeks with an injury, returned to practice yesterday. Has there been any word of whether he might return for this two-game series with the Jackets?
I have not heard anything about tonight as of yet, but certainly if that's a guy that you can get back on the ice, yeah, that would be huge. He had a great start to the year. And again, as I mentioned, only their fourth leading scorer, but that does have a lot to do with the fact that he's been out. Yeah. Now, when he first went down and you looked at the timeline, it was going to be outside of these two games. But, some guys can heal more quickly than others. He is a young guy. And if you're a fan of hockey, you want to see him on the ice,
sure,
obviously. Now, whether or not he's going to be in there, that I think is still a little bit up in the air. I have not heard about tonight.
Expecting a big crowd for Friday night's game against Toronto?
Oh, gosh, I would certainly hope so. The crowds at Nationwide have been very good. Now, the Jackets haven't played all that well on home ice as compared to how they've been on the road. They've been great away from Nationwide. But Friday night in the barn with Toronto in town, it should be a big crowd. They had a sellout when the Rangers were in town last weekend. So, yeah, we're expecting a big rowdy crowd, probably several of them who have had to bring their passports to get here.
See, Matt Douglas is trying to lobby for a spot at Nationwide on Friday, aren't you?
Feeling it out right now, yeah. I was trying to hear what you thought.
Well, because, you know, Columbus is obviously going to be very, very busy this weekend. That's kind of like the prelude to the big game on Saturday, right?
Oh, boy, absolutely. Of course, this town pretty well shuts down during the game week. And, you know, how many polls have been done throughout the years saying which is the biggest sporting event in which is the biggest rivalry in American sports, and it usually comes down to this one. So Columbus is going to be pretty crazy for the next few days.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, Ryan, we appreciate the time as always, my friend. Thank you so much for stopping by. We'll talk again soon, but if we don't talk to you before Thursday, a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
And to you guys as well. Thanks very much. Have some extra biscuits.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Thank you very much. You got Ryan Mitchell with the Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network joining us. And, well, it's always fun to have a conversation with Ryan when we're talking about good things happening for the Blue Jackets. And, Matt, right now it seems like they're hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm excited for this series, whether I can get to go on Friday in Columbus or not. But, I mean, this is a fun game. Toronto's been the hot hand this year in the NHL. As he mentioned, the only reason that they're not winning their division is because the top team in the NHL is sitting right in front of them. The beauty of it is, as good as Toronto's been playing this season, the Blue Jackets are only 2 points behind them. So they have an opportunity to leap Toronto as far as standings go at this point. I know it's not that important. We're still a long way from the postseason in April, but it'd be nice to see them get a couple of wins, if not even one, against Toronto, and then maybe pick one up against Pittsburgh on Saturday too. So Pittsburgh, by the way, in the bottom of the Metro Division. Take that, all you Penguins fans.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. That bring a smile to your face, I'm sure, yeah?
It does, but I also know they'll be back. They'll be in a playoff hunt. That team, you can't keep them down.